Hey guys, welcome to the Perfectly Wasted Podcast. I'm the host, Dull Oxide. Today's episode 23 on fidget spinners and why you should not buy them. And please watch some of the episode before you automatically downvote this. If you do downvote any of my videos, please leave some reason as to why you did. I'd love to know. You can find all of my previous episodes on the Drinking Wiseman YouTube channel and my bi-weekly podcast, Brew the Truth, as well as my day-to-day photos, cosplay photos on my Instagram, at Dull Oxide. All right, so why? Specifically, why don't buy fidget spinners? And I only mean fidget spinners in this case. I don't mean the other fidgeting devices, things like this. Fidget spinners themselves are highly disruptive. And now people might argue that they aren't that disruptive and they actually help people concentrate with ADHD and with autism and things like this and help people calm down and are relaxing. But there's actually no scientific proof that shows that any of these things are true. With any of the fidget devices, there's actually no scientific proof, as far as I can find, that is. So that being said, that there's not really any scientific proof showing that this helps anyone with autism or with ADHD, that's not really the end of the story. Obviously, there's stuff that people just might not know about or research that people just haven't found. Specifically, why not to buy fidget spinners themselves, all right? So first off, they are highly distracting, okay? Now, when I was back in school, we used to do things, you know, we used to spin pens on our hands and we used to make little toys or bring in little toys that we tried to get away with. And that's kind of the same thing that these fidget spinners are. And in a classroom, all they are is distracting. You're having to hold these things. You're having to spin them. If you place them on your desk, you have to spin them with your finger. It's just a distraction. That's all it is. It doesn't do anything for sensory at all in this case. All right. So you're sitting there and your kid is trying to learn inside a class. He busts out his fidget spinner and then he starts spinning it on his desk or between his fingers. And it makes a noise that everyone's going to turn around to see who has their fidget spinner out. And it has small little ball bearings in it that if for some reason it's dropped, will come spinning out and drop all over the floor and separate. There are choking hazards. I mean, these are just a couple of things to list a few. All right. Now, you might be thinking like, oh, well, my kid knows not to use them, or, you know, my kid's not using them in class unless he feels like he needs to fidget so that he can concentrate better. But honestly, the majority of people don't even need these. It's something that people without ADHD or autism really shouldn't even have. And beyond the fact that I've already stated that there is no scientific proof that shows that this helps with concentration or relaxation or anything like this, you know, they just probably shouldn't have them. So please stop buying your kids these as toys, because they end up inside of like classrooms or in public scenes where they're just disruptive. You know, if some kid busts one of these out and starts playing with it in the middle of a movie while they're sitting next to me, I'm going to be pretty upset, because not only is it going to be disruptive, but it's going to be somewhat distracting to me because I do have an eye that happens to catch moving things pretty easily. So there's a few scenarios that these are just not okay in, and I believe that school is probably one of them. And the biggest reason being that if in the future they do find a reason that this could help with ADHD or autism in some way, shape, or form, all your kid that doesn't have ADHD or autism is going to do by having one of these is ruin the chances for somebody that actually might need one of these types of devices to actually have what they need to get the help that they might need inside of class or inside of an environment where they feel uncomfortable. So please do not buy these. Please do not buy these for your kids, especially if they just want them as a toy. Now, I've also seen reports of people saying that these are a pretty big choking hazard. You know, kids are putting them inside of their mouth to hold them for a couple seconds, and the ball bearing comes out, and they start choking on it because it gets lodged inside of their throat. Some of the ball bearings are being actually ingested. You know, just so many little parts without any real, like, warning on it as far as, like, choking hazard makes it kind of really scary, actually. So a lot of these are coming from places like China or Taiwan, where they're making them for like pennies on the dollar. And it just doesn't seem really safe to have these things not have a choking hazard warning or something on them, because they are kind of a lot of small parts inside of a small package, which makes it kind of easier for the small parts to become something that your small child could be choking on. So let's just try and stay away from these. I mean, if, and this is a pretty big if, you know somebody that might benefit from some kind of fidget device, my first recommendation would be to look on the market for other types of devices besides a fidget spinner. Most specifically, they have devices that are fidget cubes. These fit inside of your pocket. They're relatively small. They're not anywhere near as disruptive as a fidget spinner. A lot of them are silent. They do have silent and non-silent sides in case you do like the clicking sounds. So with a device like this that has six sides, you have a lot of different options with it that are just not going to be disruptive. You could play with it inside of your pocket. You could play with it in your hand. It's much less distracting than something that's sitting there spinning on your fingertip or between your fingers or on your desk. And it's going to be much less disruptive to anyone around you when you're using it. So I have pretty much no problem with something like this. Even if the child or person isn't really benefiting from this, the level of distraction and disruption from this is much less than these silly little spinners, all right? So there's a couple of different varieties of these. You could find them in these cube versions, which they pretty much sell everywhere now also. And you can find different types of like keychains or other types of fidget devices that are much less distracting. And these just seem like they're much safer to have. You know, obviously they have small parts, moving parts. It's still kind of a choking hazard, but it's still a world better than the fidget spinners that the ball bearings can literally come out if you just push them a little bit. So this is probably a lot safer, and I would be willing to say that if there was going to be any kind of benefit from these types of devices that we might not just have any research on yet, that this is the type of device that more than likely is going to show those kind of results. Because it's something that is definitely a lot more solid than a little toy that you're going to hold inside of your hand and spin for a distraction. You know, there's obviously different functions on this one. It's got little balls that roll, little thumb mover that you can roll around, little buttons that you can press, little things that you can click around. You know, there's stuff that is going to be somewhat distracting, but again, this is just worlds better, in my opinion, than these little spinners that you're going to have fall apart all over the place that are just going to whirl around inside of every room that you're ever going to be in and essentially just not benefit anyone. So this is what I would recommend. Now, if you have found any kind of evidence that states that these types of devices are helpful to people, whether it be someone with ADHD or autism or normal people that have fidgeting problems, or really just anyone, if you find that these help anyone besides just with like helping them be distracted from reality, please, please do leave a comment. Show me the source on it so I can read it. I'd love to read about it because all I'm seeing is negative information about these things. And I'd really like for it to be true that this kind of stuff is helping people and it's not just false advertisement. But I feel like the majority of the stuff that we see about these kind of things, these fidget cubes and fidget spinners, is all stuff that's just not backed by any kind of science or research at all. And I just can't back something unless I see some kind of solid research on it that states that it really is helping people. So I know back when I was in school, like I stated, there was a lot of different things that we found to go through and play with as toys. You know, it used to be stuff like little cars or pens or pencils that did special things, you know, pens that did different ink colors, pencils that had different little erasers on the end of them, whatever you could basically get away with to go through and, you know, distract yourself in class. And that's what I feel like a lot of these fidget spinners and fidget devices really are, is that these parents that can't really afford to get help for their children are just trying to get whatever the cheapest means that they can find to try and help them is. And I understand this, you know, testing for things like ADHD is kind of expensive. And obviously, if somebody says that they have a cheap solution for your child that has problems with attention span, you know, you're going to pretty much jump at it because why not? You know, if you could find a solution for your child to basically pay more attention or get better grades and it's going to be like under $10... yeah, you're going to do it. It's just going to be something that you're willing to throw money at to see if it works. I can understand if these were a little bit more expensive, people thinking twice about it. But because they are so cheap and because it basically seems like there's no harm done, people are just throwing their money down and hoping that it's going to help. And I'm all for it helping if it does help. But again, since I haven't seen anything on this that says that it does help with any of these kind of problems, it just makes me quite suspicious that people are just going for the quick money grab. So be aware that, you know, like I said, I haven't seen any kind of documentation anywhere, and I've looked that shows that this actually helps with anything. And also be aware that the fidget spinners themselves are just highly, highly distractive. If you've had one just in your vicinity, you can tell just by seeing somebody play with it how distracting it is and how disruptive it can be. So that's pretty much all I wanted to say on this. You know, just kind of think twice before you try and get something for somebody that you think might help them instead of it being just a big distraction. If you do have anything you'd like to say on the subject, please do comment below. Even if it's something that's negative, please let me know if there's anything that you think that I could do in the podcast that might make it slightly better. If you have any topics or anything like that you want me to go over, please don't hesitate to know. Direct message me if you want. Please do like, subscribe, and share. And thanks again for joining us. That was 10 minutes perfectly wasted.